This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Can I have a quick chat to Dolly Dalton?
You can. Well, Let me whack you on.
Why don't you just whack him off?
Hi, whack me on or whack me off. I don't mind.
Hello, Dolly.
Hi, Dahl.
We sent you in a text message when you were looking for a nightclub name.
I know. Tell us what it was.
Well, we sent in Pipe One.
Pipe One. Where are you going tonight?
To Pipe
One. I'm going to Pipe One.
Well, I did have porridge this morning for breakfast. It's a high fibre night.
Excellent work. Oh, yeah. God.
Before we were going on air, we had a listener come in.
Yes.
Just out of the blue.
The lovely Nikki. Nikki sent us a homo helpline last week. She had posted on a website an ad and was hoping to get 1,500 hits.
Oh, that's right.
And then, but she obviously, I mean, being a little bit on the beige side of life, she was hoping that 1,500 men would...
Oh, and she got hits from other...
She got a couple of hits from some women. So she was kind of a little bit disturbed.
Oh,
and
okay.
I said, don't be disturbed, just be grateful.
Brought in little
She's
gifts
brought
for
us dicks on a stick. Which is very cute.
Can you just read?
It's a chocolate penis.
But you suck on it.
Well, you don't bite them.
You could.
Oh, that's why... Oh, you know, you're married. I was going to say, that's why you're single.
You could bite them. It depends on how you want to ingest your chocolate.
You can't bite them.
But are you a biter of an ice cream or a licker?
I can't bite ice cream. I have to lick.
See, some people bite.
I'm not. I'm also not. When I eat a banana, I'm.
What are you?
I don't break it off with my fingers.
I break and eat.
See, you have problems.
Why would you say that?
Why do you break it off?
You break and you just then eat that.
Why?
Bit. Because I feel...
You're homophobic.
No.
Yes, you are.
How did you deduce that?
You don't want people to know that you love to suck on them.
I feel more like a chimp more than anything when I'm eating a banana.
No, seriously, I'm quite serious. Why don't you like biting into
That's why.
Are you conscious of the fact people are watching you?
No, it feels very chimp.
Why am I psychoanalyzing you?
Yeah, why? It feels like a monkey. I feel like I'm a monkey.
Do you?
And that's why I break. And I cover it up again. Like, I'll have bits at a time.
You cover your tracks.
No. I'll peel
Oh,
it.
You never take the whole banana.
No, I don't.
You can't take a whole one.
No.
Are you serious?
I don't.
Do you take a whole carrot?
No, that takes longer to eat.
Well, they are a bit more fibrous. Where are we getting with this?
I don't know. She brought in the dick on a stick.
Oh, that's right. Nikki, the straight woman, brought in dick on a stick. Because that's the other thing. We love it. I'm always up for a surprise.
Are you?
Yes. But it is funny that when people think, here's a couple of gay boys, they'll love a chocolate penis.
Way Out West and Only Love, and you're listening to the Two Fat Lattes. Before that, we had Paolo Nutini, who's in the country apparently.
Who is Paolo Nutini?
He's a Scot with an Italian name.
Really?
And he sings a bit of...
With a kilt?
I don't know if he wears kilts, but, well, if you look him up, he's cute.
What's his number? That was very... It sounded very New Orleans.
It was very New Orleans.
Was it the humidity that inspired you?
It did inspire me, Benny.
Right.
You didn't like that tune?
Oh, no. It just reminded me of when I had a black man in my French Quarter.
And and when was that?
Never.
Is that recent?
No, but I did have a run-in with Kamal.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, the other day. I was driving to work and there on Murray Street, my car... I had a bit of an incident with my car.
Right.
And it wasn't working and this man stopped to help me.
It was Kamal?
Yes.
Does he live in Preston?
Near it.
No way.
I'm serious. And then I said, and I was trying to make it work. And then he said, you know, do you want me to give you a tow? And I said, no, thank you very much. And
he could have given you a tow.
I'm not going to accept a Kamal tow.
And so he said no.
I'm joking. That's it. I just needed a story for Kamal tow.
You want to hear about Ken and Barbie?
Yeah, go on.
Ken and Barbie,
yes.
The latest version of Mattel's Barbie boyfriend, is infused with Florida fabulousness, Benny. So he's got a tan, I think.
He's infused?
Yes, apparently complete with tiny white dog.
But does Ken have a penis?
Well, why does that matter?
No, because I'm really angry at Mattel for not making one.
He's got a mound.
Yep. Yeah,
so does Barbie.
Why can't dolls have a penis?
Well, you need to ask Mattel.
Why?
I think because they sell to children.
It doesn't matter. Like, isn't that the most natural thing in the world?
It is, absolutely.
I think mounds are kind of unnatural.
They are. A bit like the picture that I'm looking at right
now.
Yeah,
what happened to Ken?
Well, apparently he's got a tiny white dog. He's got an accessory called Sugar.
But Ken's straight.
Well, apparently.
Oh, that Ken doesn't sound straight
to me.
No, that
doesn't, does it?
That Ken sounds...
And he lives in Florida. Hello.
He lives in Florida. That Ken sounds very rainbow.
And apparently with a fashionista wardrobe. What does that mean?
He's got a wardrobe and a shih tzu. Well, I'd like a man with a Weimaraner.
Dude, that's very specific.
Yeah. Have you ever touched a Weimaraner?
No. Oh, what do they do?
Never go back to Fluffy.
Really?
Never.
Well, what's the big attraction?
Well, they don't. Weimaraners have that very short, velvety hair.
Is it like peach fuzz?
No, but it's so short that it almost feels like skin.
And why does that entice you?
Well, it either feels like a very large earlobe or a scrotum. I can feel it in my waters. I know the waters are disturbed.
There'll be issues next week.
The waters are disturbed because of the humidity. I'm running.
Don't you think that when people go away,
I can feel when there's when there's an evacuation of rainbows in the city.
And
right now, I can feel them all rushing, and I can feel it. I can feel very heavy rainbow presence on the eastern
freeway.
Yes,
or just the horizon.
No, they're not travelling towards the sunset.
The sunset's west, darling.
Where would they all be going this weekend? I can feel
just
out. There's been a mass exodus.
Oh, you're very Connie Cosmos right now.
Very.
You're in touch with the other world.
Well, it's just, I think it's one of those weekends. I think a lot of rainbows would have, we shouldn't talk about it on air actually.
Why?
Because if there's any...
They're on their way out.
The beige people listening will now get ideas about how to organise a weekend away.
Right.
Do you know that look?
Yes, I do.
Because they're all listening in, writing down notes.
Rainbow.
Like how to get upgraded to business class. How to make the most of a lounge. You know that look?
I do.
How to put the children to sleep, you know, while the lights are still on. Yeah.
I'm going to talk about beige for a minute.
Let's talk beige.
Because it's a beige weekend.
Oh, it's a beige festival. Isn't it?
It is.
The beige are going crazy.
They are.
Because they just cannot wait to sink a couple of kegs and take their shoes off and walk up a gravel road.
That's true. That's going to happen on Tuesday. But you think the Derby Day might encourage a few?
Derby. Oh, any of those will.
Any of those
Any
days?
Of those will.
Even Blokes Day.
Blokes Day?
Oaks.
Oh, yeah. When's Blokes Day?
It's a Thursday.
That's Oaks Day. But when do they have the men's one?
that's the
No, I know, but they don't they have a men's one?
No, darling.
Why not?
It's Ladies' Day.
Oh, who cares? They get all the fun. They get to put fascinators in their hair. When do the men get out there and put a fascinator on?
I don't know if men want to do that.
They are aching for it. You know they ache.
Maybe the gay community might.
No, even the
straight ones.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, well without telling you, that's what happens on fishing trips.
You know a lot.
Yeah.
You know a hell of a lot.
Haven't you ever been on a fishing trip?
No.
Oh, as soon as that car leaves, as soon as it's in the country, off come their pants, their bums are out the window, they're watching each other piss. Don't you know what happens on straight weekends?
No, I don't.
Oh, honey.
Have you been to one?
Yes.
Or have you been recounted one?
No, I used to run them.
You did not.
I did.
Where'd
I
you
had
go?
I had a huge rod and tackle.
Did you have a houseboat on Lake Eildon or something? When I think of houseboat, I think of Sophia Loren and Cary Grant.
I used to do prawning on the river.
What, you caught prawns?
Yeah, on the Swan River in Perth.
And?
Then we used to do like crabbing down in Mandurah. We used to catch crabs in Mandurah. It was all by the shore. You don't need to do boating.
Oh, okay.
I mean, boating's good, but then sometimes your beige man feels a bit trapped.
Oh, so you can't escape.
Yeah, then they feel like they just feel like they're in a marriage again. There's no escape. So they love the foreshore. They love bush on the edge. They gag for bush around the edge. they do. Yes, and someone who's rocking away in Bendigo is Bruin.
Bendigo?
Yeah, Bruin wrote and he said, been overseas for a month, had a ball, nothing like the Two Fat Lattes anywhere. Missed you guys. Love, Bruin from Bendigo.
Is Bruin short for something?
Bored.
But we love your message, Bruin.
We do love you, even though you're out.
I want to know where he went because he sounds like he had a great time.
Overseas means Geelong. They don't get Two Fat Lattes down in Geelong.
Or Tassie.
Overseas means Sorrento. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Oh, you were talking about the Ken doll with the mound and the white dog.
Oh, yes.
And someone wrote in and said, no, small white dog appealing to girl, challenge stereotype, straight man, big dog.
God. If you're talking about Ken being hetero,
yes,
you'd give him a big dog, wouldn't
of you? Of course. You'd give him an Alsatian.
Or some of those big, you know, Rhodesian ridgeback things.
Oh, I love a Ridgey. Oh, Ridgeys are gorgeous. Do you know they can kill a snake?
Why, just by looking at it?
My friend's got a Rhodesian Ridgeback and his mum was out the back one day and a brown snake popped out, not from his pants, but the Rhodesian Ridgeback hunted it out because he knew that the mum was...
But how did he know how to kill it without being bit?
Instinct. Doesn't instinct kick in for you sometimes?
Yes.
Like if you were down on Commercial Road and you saw a brown snake, wouldn't instinct?
Yeah.
Instinct would kick in.
It would.
You'd just squeal, wouldn't you? That's instinct.
Doing a Homo helpline.
Homo helpline. We put on our surgical gloves.
Are they on?
Are you disinfected?
Yes.
Yes.
I've got my gold buttoned jacket.
That's for the call centre. Not the surgery.
Well, it is a call centre.
Well, sometimes you are required on reception. So
that's true.
That navy blazer with those gold buttons.
I've got my best Steve Liebman outfit on.
You look very Steve Liebman. So you're able to catch criminals and perform bad television all at the same time.
Yes, I'm very good that way.
So, Homo Helpline, let's crack it open. Good evening, lattes. Hope you had a good week. Yeah, fine, thanks. Thanks for asking, Justin. I'm infatuated with a bi boy. It took a week plus to reply to my messages, but he always says how much he is into me, but I rarely get to meet up with him. How can I get the bi on side? Or am I doomed to be the old seasonal bang? And that's from Justin.
What does he mean by the old seasonal bang?
Maybe the once, you know, every...
Once every season.
Once every, yeah.
Once every quarter.
Well, once a quarter's not bad. Isn't it?
Once a quarter, that's four times a year, Benny.
That's like marriage. Isn't it?
Well, a bang a season, I don't know. Well, maybe he's saying once every when the season comes around. So like once every spring. So how can we help Justin?
Oh, Justin needs help.
Not you.
Okay, can we let's backtrack a little bit. Let's start from the beginning. Good evening, lattes. hope you had a good week. Yeah, fine, thanks, Justin. I'm infatuated with a bi boy.
Did you
forget? There is Homo Helpline. Let's crack it open.
Is that it?
That's the problem.
Is that the first line? That's the issue.
Well, there's no such thing.
Is there? I don't know, Benny.
There's no, Frank.
I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't say there's no such thing.
There's no such thing.
I think there is.
You either like the Weimaraner or you don't.
Well, let's not get stuck on the bi boy.
Let's get stuck.
You know what perturbs me?
Yes.
Is that he's sending him messages, but he's making him wait.
Yeah, that's called a mixed message.
Exactly.
He is a message.
The bi bit doesn't
that
bother me
That is a message
so
cocktail. Bi boys love message cocktails.
Do they?
Yeah. Really? Oh, yeah.
He shouldn't be getting hung up on these mixed messages, though.
Yes, he should.
He should just make it outright.
No. What he should do...
Well, Justin should be up front. He says, tell him I like
Justin sounds like he's got more front than Maya.
Really?
Yes.
No. He said he's waiting for him to reply.
Well, number one, if he's infatuated with a bi boy, he's delusional. He likes swimming in Egypt.
What do you mean? In denial.
He's in the... in denial. you know where I'm coming from?
Yeah, okay.
See, this is a problem. This is where I'm feeling like I need to amputate here. It takes him a week plus to reply to my messages.
Yeah, that's
so
too
poor
long.
Justin's hanging around for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, see, he shouldn't.
He's hanging around at home, sitting on his leather white couch, gagging for a message.
See, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
You should just get out there and make it happen.
I want you to go in the bathroom, grab a little lancet and lance it. You don't need to be waiting for that kind of shit.
And what's the second part of his message?
So when he does get a message, he says, it always says how much he is into me. Yeah, Justin, if he was into you,
he'd be ringing you.
He'd be sitting on the couch
That's
with you.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't believe yeah. that. That's crap.
The Bible says actions speak louder than words.
It does.
In the old days, they had the Bible. In the new days, we have text messages. Now, I have a message here from John from Maribyrnong.
Is that a written message?
Yes. It's old school. It came via the telephone.
Maribyrnong.
Yes. And John, he's become a new member this evening.
Good on you, John.
We've received a new member this, like in our family.
Did
so
he,
it's like a newborn.
Was it? Oh, it is like a yeah, newborn. Did he win a prize as well?
No, he just rang up to join.
Good
he
on
became
you.
Became a member. So congratulations to us and to John. He shares a flat with a beige lady who found they've written here, they found your show a few weeks ago and now they just have to listen to the lattes. They just love you. Thank you.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice. It's nice that they're showing their love in cash.
That's good.
Yes. I've got a little homo helpline here. Quickly click this one from Clinton.
What's Hi. Clinton's issue?
My name is Clinton and I live in Box Hill South. Please don't hold that against me. I'm asking for a bit of advice from you both. My sister is getting married next March up in Queensland. The more I hear about it, the more beige it's turning out to be.
Oh.
Literally, she wants me to wear a beige suit.
No.
Oh, Clinton. The more she asks me about the wedding, the more bored I get of it.
Oh, poor Clinton.
Poor Clinton. Oh, my God. Even though I'm supposed to be the token gay brother and help her out. No, honey, don't fall into that trap. Gay men are not supposed to help bridezillas. Get this too, he says. Get this too. I'm supposed to be the best man at the wedding. No, you're not, darling. That's the man's best friend.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
See how much bridezilla she is?
She's taking over.
She said to her husband, you will have my brother as your best man.
Because she can't have him as a bridesmaid.
She can have him as a bridesmaid.
Well, she could if she wanted to
camp
it up.
Because he lives in Box Hill South. How can I get through this horrid beige event in one
piece? Oh, poor Clinton.
Piece? Through
how?
It?
How?
You put on some lycra pants, you put on some big wings, and you dance like Kylie Numbers, and then everyone go, look, maybe it's not a good idea that you come to this wedding.
Do you think that would work?
No.
So what's the solution here, Benny?
You're really putting the lattes to the test here. Because you know the lattes just adore things like weddings.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been one to a good 10 years. Oh, what am I saying? I've been to one recently.
Oh, you did too.
I did go.
Was that all right for you?
It was good and it was straight.
But you weren't a best man or anything.
No, I was
You weren't actually attached to the bride.
No, I was a participant.
But anyway, what does he do? See, she's even telling him he's got to wear a beige suit. That woman has lost all sight of colour. She has got chronic beige flu. But how sad that she's got no friends, that she has to get a brother to be the best man. Because well, you don't want family
what
doing
What worries
that.
Me the most is that she's actually telling her husband-to-be who the best man's going to be.
I think in situations like this, it's best for all parties involved that everyone just stays within their own
time out.
In their own culture. Just work with a very dry palette, you know, écrus and beiges and the grey.
Put them together.
Yeah, just have a grey colour palette. Let the rainbows, you know, colour your world. All rainbows, please pay attention. That November coming up this month, you know, the month that we're about to enter into is officially the Kris Kringle warning.
It's when you get the warning.
Yes. I want you... In all your fabulousness.
What do I do? Because I'm going
to
get it.
I want you in all your fabulousness to resist the Kringle. The lattes will be mailing out to all your addresses a bottle of cream. It's anti-crinkle cream. You are to apply it to your beige workmates. It is vile. It is unnatural. And no rainbow should be exposed
It's true.
To that kind of radiation.
You know why it's even more pathetic?
Why?
Because it's like a $10 limit.
Well, this aunt in Brunswick, I'm
what
so glad.
What can you buy for $10?
He says that they've decided to have the Kris Kringle. The amount is, drum roll, have we got drums, producer? $10.
You know what?
After the financial crisis, what can you buy for $10?
Grab your colleagues.
I don't think you can buy a bucket of popcorn chicken.
Grab your Kris Kringle friend.
Yeah.
Take him to the cafe.
Yeah.
And buy him a coffee. There's your Kris Kringle. At least it's something that they can actually have.
Next, we're going to get a memo that everyone must smile during Kris Kringle presentation. No one can possibly smile and be happy receiving a $10 present. It is just not possible.
That is an emergency.
Poor aunt in Brunswick.
Well, what can you do? You can't do anything.
What we can do is we form a rainbow army.
An alliance.
An alliance.
It's like the Rainforest Alliance, but it's a rainbow one.
And we chain ourselves to discount stores, to $2 shops, and we stop people from going in and buying shit.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.